Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chuck Bonner, along with Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, True Straight Up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Coming up at 3:30, we're going to have our friend and someone who has our support, Kathy Stroud, who's running for City Council in Westminster. People may say, well, I don't live in Westminster, but what's going on in Westminster?
Oh, you live in Westminster.
Not us, but they people.
You live in Westminster.
Right. Meaning
the same Democratic garbage and you fight and...
Right, exactly. You may not think you live in Westminster, but you do. And then as soon as we get him here, Chuck had breakfast this morning with Ted Trimpa and Peter Boyles, which had to have been a most interesting.
Except Ted piled out early. He's like you, Julie. You know, kind of like, anytime we have a meeting.
Have to go. But here we have Ted. We have Ted with us. So, Ted, it's been a while. Ted Trimpa, a Democrat strategist. We always tease you, promo you as sort of Soros.
Well, let's say how we got him on. So we hadn't heard. I hadn't talked to Ted for a while. He's always going to supply a column or get me somebody who'll supply me.
I know.
Ted, he's opening with an attack.
I'm like a Democrat. I don't deliver.
Oh, bada bing, bada boom.
So this morning I'm driving in and so forth, and I'm listening to the Jeff and Bill show. But it's being saying, well, it's Jeff and Ted. I'm like, Jeff and Ted?
Who's Ted?
Ted? I got kidnapped. I got
our
kidnapped.
Ted. He wouldn't be cheating us with Jeff. You sounded great. You sounded great.
Well, let me ask you. So Trump today, Ted, you know, gets the hostages released. We've got peace in the Middle East. The economy's doing great. The political
I just got the thing in that he solved cancer last night. He threw that out. He had a kind of brainstorm.
Solved it is tell you not to take Tylenol.
That's right. Because we don't want that Bobby Kennedy.
But the headline in Politico is the polls show Democrats' messaging on the economy isn't working. I mean, you got to be sick of it, right? Is it just
I have to say, first of all, one, I will give kudos and compliments where they're deserved. And what Trump has done in most places around foreign policy, actually, is something that we should be thankful for. And we can talk about the perspective and what's the ideology around how he does it. But I directly believe that what's happened in the Middle East is a direct relation or has a direct relation to his approach. And I think the key to this approach, and I think it's an approach that he's been using in multiple places, is he doesn't use the standard bureaucracy. Yeah. In order to do it. It's not like the standard diplomats, the people that want to have 19 meetings and go to 14 different hotels and 12 places around the world. And it's people he can talk directly to.
Yes, I think you're right there.
That he trusts. And he say, well, no, I think we should do this. No, I think we should do that. Rather than have to go through and I'm going to use a term and then you guys are never going to let me forget this ever. But there is a certain level of a dark state.
Oh, a certain level, yes. And, you know, I also want to say we will, we're not going to talk about Colorado very much because that's depressing. So
I just finished talking to did you ever see the movie Usual Suspects?
No.
Oh.
So, you know.
I know, so bad.
No.
So you know who Kaiser Sose is in that movie?
Yeah.
He's a figure that everybody blames everything on and he's never seen.
You know, Dave Williams today is Kaiser Sose. He's everywhere, according to the Democrats. He's here. He's here. Kaiser Sose did this. Kaiser Sose. And then there is no Kaiser Sose. He's in Washington. He's in the. No. Kaiser Sose's here. He's behind this attack on Bitterhorn. No. He did this. Kaiser Sose. Kaiser Sose. So anyway, I was talking to Kaiser Sose. I said, "Well, what questions do you have for Ted?"
So what are the questions he had?
And he wanted to know why is it this kind of ask a Democrat, because we don't get to ask Democrats that much. Why they always love the worst candidates we could ever have. So right now, Barbara Kirchmeier is, the Denver Post is saying, oh, if they nominate that Barb Kirchmeier
Oh yeah, she's the
or
best
Carl
candidate according
Logan.
to the Denver Post we've had in decades in Colorado.
Yeah, decade, months, years, centuries. That Barb Kirchmeier and so forth. But why do you always want us to nominate the biggest tool bag we can find? Or Joe today, oh, he'd be tough.
Okay, so if you were, okay, all right, Chuck and Julie. So if you were to pick in Colorado your ideal candidate for governor, who would it be?
Oh, no
Ooh.
question, Victor Marx. Because
No.
they
Oh, no, I was,
No,
oh,
that's
yeah,
a joke.
Victor Marx.
We
I
never
mean,
even
he
heard
would
of him
be so
before.
great. He'd drive everybody crazy. He wouldn't talk about the issues. He would condemn you
So
as
maybe he
creatures
has
of
a book, Das
Satan.
Kapital.
Huh?
Oh, different Marx. Different
Different
Marx.
Marx. Yeah, different Marx. Yeah, no. Victor Marx is a new guy that no one ever heard of who's entered the scene. I don't know. That's a good question. Because if you were to pick like a candidate that I like, it would be somebody like, God, I don't know. That's a hard question.
Well, this is how
Yes,
I approach it. I
this
said
is what
on
happens.
air,
You guys complain about folks, but then you don't have your own choice. And I mean that in the most loving way.
Well, I told Scott, I said, that I really like Scott Bottoms. I think he's a great
Oh, you're
guy.
kidding me. You're into me.
I like Scott
And
Bottoms.
but I said he has zero chance, like all Republicans. Why would you even want to bother to run? In Colorado, they've rigged it so much they don't have to rig it anymore. You don't have to bother to rig it anymore. There's no Republican that has any chance at all, and therefore Scott Bottoms. And
Here,
so
Chuck, you get his look.
his wife's always going, Scott had no chance? What do you mean he has
Mark
no
Hampton
chance?
has put up a picture of Barb Kirchmeier with like rhino devil horns and things like that. You know who I think would be good, actually, would be somebody like Dave Williams, a Dave Williams kind of guy. I think he couldn't be any worse. He couldn't destroy the state. I mean, who do you think would be, let me ask you this. We find it odd that Michael Bennett, well, given what the Democrats are doing, I think Phil Anschutz and not the Democrats, the Republicans, is now going just for ballot initiatives. But I do find it interesting that Michael Bennett, who also used to work for Phil Anschutz, is
Made
running
all
for
his
governor.
millions from Phil Anschutz.
Yeah. What do
Right.
you,
Right.
how do you handicap? So we
So
won't talk
do
about the
you think we
Republican
could
race.
have
How do you
a
handicap
Phil
the
Anschutz
Democrat race?
versus Phil Anschutz kind of matchup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Phil Anschutz
you have
wins
to
no matter
say
who we have.
I've been a longtime fan of Phil, of Weiser. Was talking about Weiser long before Michael ever said he was going to get in the race. So I stick where I put my commitments. I still think Michael would be a good governor. I'm surprised that he decided to run. From my perspective at least, and maybe I just wasn't paying attention, it came a little bit out of the blue.
Yeah.
I would say that I would like Barb Kirchmeier, and I know you guys are just going to scream and roll your eyes and burn your hair. But if I say that I like her, then I'll probably hurt her. So I
So
don't
say
want.
you like her. Go ahead. Someone say
Yeah, you
Ted
do
Tripp
like her.
endorses, sort of Soros endorses Barb Kirchmeier.
That's
Wait, Ted.
bad. No. That's
We
bad.
weren't
We
going to
don't want
talk
to do
about
that here.
Colorado politics because it's depressing. We're going to stay cheerful.
But I mean, how can you? I mean, I'm sorry. You two of you have been dear friends of mine for a very, very long time. So, but and I know you sound exactly like my husband. He's like, okay, yeah, you said that, but then you say but. My Fox News husband.
Yes.
So, but Bottoms. I mean, some of the stuff that Bottoms has said. And I realize this is personal to me, but some stuff on, GLBT related issues have been a little out there. And I could make fun of
Well,
his
let me
name,
ask you
which I
this, though.
want.
Out
Like
there,
what? I mean, you
out
know,
there compared to some of the transgender, wait,
the
Chuck, out
Martians have
there.
invaded. I mean,
Oh,
I don't know. What
okay.
did
I
she
get,
said
all
that?
right.
I mean, who's more out there? Well, let me
No,
ask you this.
Julie. I want to
Wow.
hear what Scott Bonds has
Wow.
said that is so offensive so we can give him credit. I mean, what is it so offensive that Scott Bonds has said?
Oh, but I mean, it's like a total non-acceptance. This is criminal behavior. Why are we allowing these folks to, infringe upon the traditional values that we today? And Julie, I get your point on trans. You go there. I disagree. I think that we in the LGBT community have handled this really poorly. It could have been handled in very, very different ways. On the sports issue, I think that's what tanked us. You have weight classes in wrestling. Why can't you do the same thing with all other, classes of sports? And sometimes when you try to be a purist, you get the purity driven through you. And I don't know how you back that train up. I really don't.
No, well, it seems to be, yeah, you're right. It's, and I, the Democrats seem to, like, that's a hill they're willing to die on, which is,
Which is
I mean,
crazy. Which is
yeah.
crazy.
Because no one else is. Let me ask you this. This is my current theory about what's going on. Like, we've noticed that Colorado politics is now behind a paywall. The Denver Gazette is behind a paywall. A lot of the Anschutz stuff is behind a paywall.
Phil Anschutz behind a paywall.
Phil, yeah, really, he's like a big paywall. There is something. Have you heard of this Courageous Colorado listening tour?
No,
So
what is
there's a
that? What
group,
is that?
it's got everybody on it from Amber McReynolds to Dick Wadhams. And it's the Kent Theory kind of for that they're traveling around the state doing a
Listening.
listening tour,
We
pushing
love
jungle
listening tours.
primaries. Jungle primaries is what they want. And this is my
But
theory
see,
that.
you guys should want that. You should want open
Of
primaries.
course,
How do
that's
you
why we
think
want Bob
how do
Kirkmeier.
you just be,
how do you think
that's why
Republicans are
we
going to
should
get
want
elected?
Bob
Bob
Kirkmeier.
Kirkmeier? We should
They're
want
not. In the other
jungle
states,
primaries.
it'll just be Democrats. The two top vote getting candidates will be
We
two
don't even get to
Democrats.
have a
But
primary season.
any chance of a Republican winning in this state, you need open primaries.
See, Ted,
Half
now here.
the electorate is registered unaffiliated. And granted, they tilt
Well,
Democrat
that's
right now.
because they're
That can
illegal
change.
immigrants
That
from
can
Jenna
change.
Griswold, so they don't
Well,
know.
what good does it do for us to get a Republican who's really a Democrat? If all they are is Bob Kirkmeier who
Okay,
votes
so
for
what you want
criminal
to do
bills.
is you just want to corner yourself into the back part of a cave, bang two sticks together to get light, and hope that people are going to see how you should see the world. I mean,
I kind of
you
think
guys, you know,
stuff
I
like
leap, I do all this with a lot of love.
we're
I'm
doing. I mean, we
trying.
could talk. We could talk Tabor. We could talk. You know, this LL and MM. We could talk a lot of things that don't have to do with the social banging sticks together, right? That
Right.
we've got Barb Kirkmeier who wants to get rid of the caucus and assembly system. But I'm going to go and say that confirms it for me. If Ted Trimpa is for it, no offense, Ted, then we know we really need to be against it. If Ted
If
Trimpa.
Ted thinks we should be b behind that,
Because
it's
it would
like
be good for
the last
us.
time I heard
No, then
that
you
one
know
was,
it's
you
bad.
guys
Then you
should
know it's
be
bad.
for getting rid of the
Who are you
Electoral
guys gonna?
College.
That's
And I've
Chuck.
got somebody you guys need to have on. And we had him on. He's a great guy and everything else. But you guys, yeah, that Electoral College is a very bad thing for you people.
Wow, shift gears on him. I'd love to talk about it though if you want to.
No. You were for that too. You were for that, and you're told us. And but back to more, Chuck, the cheerful portion, talking about
Yeah.
national politics. So what are you guys going to do for the president? I mean, what, Gavin Newsom, you
I
think?
think get the fat guy. I love the fat guy. The
Which
fat
one?
guy is great.
OJB, Pritzker,
Yeah.
Pritzker. I still think the next president's going to be a governor. I hope it is because they're an executive that actually have to really make decisions. I think there's some great Democrats out there. I think we have a great bench.
Who are we missing?
Andy
Why is the
Beshear is
rest of the
great.
world
Andy
missing him?
Beshear is great. J.B. Pritzker is great. Gretchen Whitmer is great.
Oh my
Even
God.
Gavin, I don't like the jeer and the hell, the hair. I mean,
Well.
wow, that was a Freudian slip. I mean, even with Phil Murphy. I mean, Josh Shapiro.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, there are some extraordinary governors, I think, that would make some extraordinary presidents. Jared Polis is definitely one of them.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah, no
I still think,
question.
I mean, I think he'd be awful,
There.
but I still think, and he needs to not do so many weird videos. Have you seen his video
I
where he's
know, I
walking
know.
out of the state capitol with headphones on saying we all need to learn Bad Bunny songs. It's like, ooh, you know.
No one knows who Bad Bunny is. Hell, I didn't know who Bad Bunny
No, I
was.
have no
So
idea.
my husband said, "Do you realize who Bad Bunny is?" And I'm like, "What is it, a naughty Easter bunny?"
Yeah, I didn't know
Like
either,
Bad
so.
Santa, is it a movie
Yeah, no,
like,
exactly.
But do you
I
think?
saw this Pawn Stars show where this guy came in and tried to pawn off a suit that the guy who was the actor in Bad Santa. And
Yeah.
he's like, "Well, it smells like cigarette smoke." And the guy like chain smokes all the time.
Yeah. Billy
And
Bob
I'm like, and
Thornton.
this is the reason how you authenticate something is that it smells like cigarette smoke.
Hopefully you didn't put a bid in for that. Well, let me ask you though, Natalie, do you think, I mean, to me, it just seems like the Democrats seem unwilling to back down. And I think, talk to me a little bit, because, you know, so folks don't know, Ted Trimpa's husband, Arash, who I used to work with at Fox 31, is now
Great
a
guy.
producer on the
Great guy.
excellent Greg Gutfeld show.
Senior producer.
So
Senior
you
producer.
understand,
Senior producer.
senior
Senior
producer.
executive producer.
That's right. So what it seems to me, one of the things that makes life more challenging for you guys is you have kind of lost the narrative edge that you used to have with the changing media scene. Do you
Yeah,
see
I
that?
agree. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I get frustrated because I don't believe that the American public, the American electorate, is where a lot of the left is. If you take a look at the last few election cycles, the Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, the Bernie Sanderses of the world, the people that they endorsed in congressional races, nearly all of them lost. Like, all of them lost. And you think about Democrats that are winning, they're, in a rough sense, moderates. I'm not for sure I like that particular term. Those are the ones that are winning. But the challenge is that we may be willing, but the message has stayed. I mean, it's dry. It's like milk toast. It's hard to get something that's compelling and comes across. And part of that is that the system right now rewards the ditches. We have two ditches in the road. This is a whole Eisenhower thing. I know, which you guys will probably roll your eyes and bark at me. But there's the road in the middle and the two ditches, and we spend all of our time deciding where they're going to mow the ditches, when we should be talking about being in the middle of the road. And the problem is the people that are in the middle of the road, and I would put some Republicans there, which you guys are not going to think of Republicans, but that I think would be good for a country that is half independent or unaffiliated.
But what do you do when you have a significant way
There's
they
that
took
other
that
phrase
portion of
about
the
middle. Well, there's that other phrase about middle of the road. There are only two things that are in the middle of the road.
A
There's
dead
dead
armadillo,
skunks,
yeah.
dead skunks, and yellow lines.
Well, and yours, and not, I mean,
I forgot about the yellow lines.
well, and you have your side of the party is willing to stand up out of the ditch and shoot at the people. I mean, when you, how do you, what's going on there? They do, Ted. You said these surveys that show that a significant
Shoot
portion
at people?
of Democrats think that violence is okay, to use violence against people. I mean, we could do, go Charlie Kirk and the people who
Yeah, okay.
feels,
Wait.
I mean, how, what happened to
How about that wonderful candidate you have in Virginia for AG? He's a good one. He's a good one. I like him.
And then Mondami.
Hey,
And I
you always have a bad apple. You always have a
mean,
bad apple.
but how does a Democrat Party retreat from that? Because I mean, surely they can't
No,
see that as a
I tell
winning
you, it's a
move.
great question. You think you brought up Mondani, because I spend part of my time in New York because Arash lives in New York. And watching the beginning of that mayoral race, it was clear Cuomo was going to lose. I mean, the guy looks like he crawls out of a coffin every
Yeah.
day. And Mondami comes across as young, energetic. His policies are crazy. Can you imagine free buses? That means homeless people are going to live on buses. You think we should put homeless people in subways? That's crazy. You're going to have government-owned grocery stores, so we're basically just going to do state-owned bodegas on each corner. I mean, it's insanity. It's total insanity. And the people around him are, for the most part, a bunch of 20-somethings that's never, they've never really done policy in their lives. And it is one of the largest cities in the world.
See, we kind of hope he wins because that might be bad for you guys. I mean, too bad for New York. I guess too bad for you and Arash, but you know,
No, I mean it's frightening. I mean, because there is, and this is where Arash is like, maybe I'm breaking through with you. Maybe you're finally coming to the other side. There's something to be said for tone, for tone. And when you say crime is bad, we're going to prosecute for the smallest things. This kind of goes back, and I can't believe I'm using his name, Giuliani. It that does mean something in terms of how people react and what the culture is. And it's not surprising, but I've never really appreciated until I've gotten older the value of statements that come from people that we see as our leaders, the charisma that comes from the people we see as our leaders. And now I'm going to use an example that's going to take a slam at you guys, and that is Trump. I mean, Trump understands that, and a lot of the rhetoric that he puts out, I think, is not good. I'm giving him credit on the foreign policy stuff. In the United States, give me a break. You know, I joke with Arash all the time in the morning when he walks to work. I'm like, so what are you going to do? You're going to kick a homeless person, push a trans person in front of a bus, and scream if you see somebody that's not white. Illegal, illegal.
No, wait, you're saying Trump does those things?
But it creates the environment that allows people to want to think those things.
Well, what about the Democrats who create the environment that causes a young kid in Utah to shoot Charlie Kirk and kill him? I mean, whose rhetoric
Okay,
is worse?
all the rhetoric is bad. I will give you, Democrats have said the absolute wrong things around this.
Okay.
I can totally will give that. I'm not for sure I would attribute the guy who shot Charlie Kirk as he was driven by, evil Democratic rhetoric.
Well, he said he was. I mean, so
There's that.
I'm, oh, okay. Well, because we so win that one, Tread, we'll move on. So what do the Democrats, do you think that they have a chance? I mean, JD Vance, I got to say, if you're a Republican, is killing it, basically. You've got Marco Rubio, who, was nothing, who's killing it.
Oh, Marco Rubio, all he does is spout whatever the White House, Stephen Miller, says that he has to say.
Yeah,
You
and
know,
that's good. But he's, but That's
he,
what we need more
that's his
of.
job, sort of, right now, I think.
I mean, he's that's
Well,
a
at least his
Marco
ears are big enough
Rubio.
to hear it all.
Yes.
Marco Rubio is great in 2010 when he first ran, when he just spouted off very well, but just spouted off all Tea Party positions on immigration and everything else. And once he got in, he said, "Well, I'm done with that BS," and then everybody hated him. And now he's just spouting off whatever Miller says, and now everybody loves him again. I mean, they
Yeah.
go,
Well,
"Oh, hi,
I will
yay."
say this. I will say this. Having him as Secretary of State, I don't go to bed at night not sleeping. I mean, no, there's an inherent belief and trust in somebody like Rubio, just given the history and what he's done. And even though he's spouting the rhetoric and doing the things that the White House is telling him to do is troubling. I still get it. Now, Hegseth is a
Hegseth, we love Hegseth.
totally different. Oh, give me a break. This guy doesn't even wash his hands. I mean, that is it literally is widely known. Does
That's
not
because he's
wash
in
his
combat.
hands.
He's in combat mode, Ted, all the time. So
Oh, right. Comes out of the bathroom. It's like, hey, I want to shake your hand.
Oh, well, that's a secret we didn't know. That's what you Washington insiders. You know, let me go back to something you said, though, when Arash was saying to you, you're coming to our side. I gotta wonder if that's not the case. I gotta wonder, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Maybe you're the same as you always were, and it's the Democrat Party that's leaving you. I mean, do you ever get that sense?
I will say this. I used to call myself a progressive. You know,
Okay.
when we started doing the work around electing Democrats back in 2004, I pulled out this handbook that Dr. Al Yates was the leader on. It was a progressive messaging handbook. And it was more than just messaging. It was like a value statement. And it defined itself as progressive. And I'm reading it today. I'm like, oh my God, I read this. This is like values of people that I would classify as liberal, a lot of people would classify as moderate. Because if somebody would have told me 10 years ago that Earth Justice in Colorado was going to be the leading environmental movement, I would have laughed in their face. Literally, laughed in their face. You're like, you got to be kidding me. They're a mover and shaker today. And it's a sign that a lot of the party has moved left. And I think part of that is that we were more successful than we needed to be in terms of getting Democrats elected in Colorado. I own that.
Yeah, you own it. You created it.
And you have a situation then when you have that many people within a caucus, there are obviously fissures that are going to develop. You know,
Sure.
if you would have told me there were going to be Democratic socialists in Colorado
Yeah.
10 years ago, that's another one I would have laughed at.
Right. And communists, Denver City Council members.
So, hey, on Denver City Council, give me a, I mean,
Sorry.
that's a whole other conversation. No, I'm with you. That's it's upsetting.
What about
But
going
that's
clean?
where you need ranked choice voting, by the way.
Oh, see, once again, if Ted and the Denver Post are for it, we know when the Denver Post, then we know we're against it.
Well, let me. We had this very good reporter from the Colorado Times Recorder on, and it was fun, and the whole thing was about
Who was a
how,
reporter? Who was a reporter
you
you
know,
had on?
I know, I can't. Brandon, is there a Brandon there? He had done a great research job because the Republican media won't do this on the
Who's
sort of the
funding?
shell that is Michael Fields and Advance Colorado.
Yeah. Well, okay, I should be saying this because this is now going to be in the internet and this is going to come back to haunt me. But, the precursor to the Colorado Times Recorder is something that we created
Oh, yeah, I know.
because we
You.
wanted our own journalistic institution so we could have somebody saying something as journalists saying it,
Oh, I know.
and not operatives like me.
No, and we know that, and we talked about that too. He and
But
Jason Sossman,
here's
it
two
was.
things. One thing is it's devoted, along Colorado polls, it is devoted to one thing, which is the Republican Party and trashing the Republican Party. That's all it does in one form or the other. It doesn't even do much
Well,
both
I
sides
have
of
to
it.
tell you though, trashing the Republican Party in Colorado is kind of easy.
Well,
Well, that's what I
we
mean.
do it every
Why
day,
do you,
so.
who's paying for that? Who would spend the money kicking a dead dog? I mean,
Oh, okay, that's a good question. That's a good question. How dead does a horse have to be?
Sooner or later it can rise up. Well, let me, because Chuck, we've got Kathy Stroud coming on at 3:30. Let me ask you, we were depressed lately over a Magellan Strategies poll that showed it was talking about, even though people didn't particularly like Democrats and they didn't like Republicans, they were largely unaffiliated, which I think was
It
all
didn't
aimed
matter.
at this
It didn't matter. They
ranked.
didn't like how the economy was going. They didn't like where the state was going. They didn't like this. They didn't like that. And they're going to vote Republican. They're going to vote Democratic till they die.
Yeah, because how many really good Republicans do you have? I mean, I would
You
name a
think it's a
couple that
trend?
I think are good, but then that will make it really bad for them.
So who do you think is good?
Well, I shouldn't say
Barb
this because
Kirkmeyer.
I don't want to hurt her.
Oh,
I don't
no,
want
I
to
likes
hurt
Barb
her.
Kirkmeyer. He strongly endorsed Bob Kirkmeyer. He's got a
Well,
yard
who else? No,
sign.
no, 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 no,
I
no,
know,
no, no, no.
I
Don't
know.
say that. Don't say that.
All right, that's not true.
I'm
Who do
a
you
Phil
like?
Weiser, Michael Bennett fan. I
Okay.
do not want a Republican in the governor's mansion.
Okay. Who?
But
What's
here's
another Republican you
even
like?
if they're a Republican light to you.
Yeah,
No,
but
they're
who's
not.
another one?
No,
Give
they're not
us
going to
another one.
What's that?
Give us another Republican you like.
Do 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 do. Okay, I'll say this one, and then you're going to scream that he's not a Republican. I like Matt Soper. I think Matt Soper, Paul Lundeen from Colorado.
Oh, yeah, Paul
Yeah,
Lundeen.
I
Yeah,
like
we hate him.
Paul.
Yeah.
Bob Gardner. When Bob
Yes,
Gardner
the
was in the
Bobster.
Senate,
Yes. I bet
long
you like
winded
Jeff
Bob.
Hurd.
I love Jeff Hurd.
Yeah,
Yeah,
there
I
we
love
go.
Jeff Hurd. And I have to tell
Excellent.
you, and this is one that I'm saying this one because she's a personal friend of my husband, but and this is probably going to hurt her, so I probably shouldn't say any of this. I'm not the person that lights Lauren Boebert on fire. I don't. She has a role to play. She has a particular view. Do her thing, whatever that is. It doesn't bother me that much. It really does, and I realize I'm going to catch living hell for this.
Well, see, this is my secret theory on this too, that Barb Kirkmeyer knows that she can't win for governor, but she's trying to get name recognition and she wants to primary Lauren. Because I think Lauren's more vulnerable than Lauren thinks, up
Oh,
there.
yeah, I don't know the fourth that well, so I don't know the Republican electorate.
Yeah.
So,
I'm the only one
you
that
tell
thinks
me.
that, but that's what I
Yeah,
think.
but
Oh, no,
Kelly's the
that's
only one
an
who thinks
argument to
it.
make. That's an argument to make, though.
Right. I can now is but does Barb live in the fourth?
She didn't have to.
Well,
Lauren
she
Boebert didn't
actually,
live.
Lauren Boebert didn't
Lauren
either.
Boebert lived in the third.
Well, you could
She
just
was the
buy houses in
incumbent.
multiple districts,
Yeah,
so. Lauren just
exactly. Hey,
well.
we hate to do the overkin have to have you back on, but we have Kathy Stroud coming on. We told her
Yeah,
we
the
would
big
have her.
cat.
Ted,
Oh,
so.
well. All right. Tell her I said hi.
All right. Yeah, yes. Ted, thank you so much. We'll have you
Thanks,
back on
Ted. Good to
again. We'll
see
get
you.
you longer. Say hello to Arash.
I
Yeah.
will. I will. Love you.
All right. Love you, crew.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. He was great. Chuck, yeah, we could do Ted like for days and days and
days.
days.
Well, he was on 4 hours this morning, so he's had a full day of right wing
Right, right wing, yeah, right
behavior.
wing thing. Oh, and Jacob is posting, this is why Democrats cannot be trusted. Yeah, Secretary Blinken is saying that thanks to Joe Biden, the hostages were released. It's all
Yes,
thanks to Biden.
thank God. Thank God for President. Yes,
All
thank
right, so now
heaven.
we're going to bring on our friend Kathy Stroud. She is running. She's actually the chair of HD 40
29.
29. I always 29 49
29. 29. 29.
29. Jefferson, she lives in Jefferson County. She is running for
Adams
Westminster.
County.
No, she lives in Jefferson. She lives in the Jefferson County portion of
Portion of
Westminster.
Westminster. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
running for city council. I've been out door knocking, but she is the hardest working candidate. She and Bruce Baker out there. So, and we just wanted to get around to talk about kind of like we did with Bruce, like Chuck said at the beginning, we all live in Westminster. The issues that Westminster is facing are the issues that everybody, in local, because we got the local election ballots, we got our ballot in the mail. So, Kathy, thank you. Welcome to the show. And let me kind of
Thank
start out
you.
by. Let me start out by asking you, I was impressed walking the streets with you and
We
knocking.
gotta watch how you say
That's
that,
right. And knocking on doors. The level of education and awareness that a lot of the people we talked to had. I was shocked at the number of people who had actually watched Westminster's candidate forum, right? Or had
Right,
saved.
and watch Westminster City Council meetings. Okay,
Right.
you listen, what?
Yes.
What's
Right.
wrong with you?
I mean, I think, let me just get your take on it, but I get the impression, and I don't know if this is new, but it seems like it's newer, that people are very engaged right now in what's going on in their communities and their cities.
Oh, I believe it's very indicative of what exactly is going on in the city, because if everything is going well, you tune it out. That's why you vote for representatives. Things are going well. You don't have to put your focus there because you have a family to raise. You're going to work. You're doing all the things you do in life. When it gets to the point where what they're doing in downtown Westminster affects your life, the high taxes, the high water rates, the congestion, everything that's going on, that's when you start paying attention. That's when you start tuning in. That's when you go, wait a minute, hold on. Who is this person, and why are they doing that? And I think that's how it goes with anything. You don't really pay attention if things are going smoothly. You start to pay attention when things are going badly.
I
I
think that's
agree.
an excellent point. I think that's an excellent point. Well, in your opinion, then, what are some of the things that are going badly in Westminster? And again, and I
Well,
think this is broader to in other communities too, but.
I think there's a very real sense by even everyone I have talked to that they are mismanaging how they're spending our money. After all, it's our tax dollars. We put it towards, our taxes and whatnot, and they're the ones who are supposed to spend it wisely. I don't think the people in charge of spending our tax dollars knows the difference between wants and needs. They want every shiny new toy, every little thing that their little consultant whispers in their ear. What is a city for? A city is to keep, make sure we have the clean water, utilities, the infrastructure for utilities, the streets, the roads, the fire, the police, rec centers. We have a great 4th of July bash here in Westminster. So things like that. That's what the city should be covering. That's our needs. Everything else is icing.
Right.
So I
Well,
just think they're putting the icing before the cake here.
and the development too. I know we talk about that a lot, and it's going on. I think since Denver has destroyed itself, city or developers are now looking and building in the suburbs. And what are you hearing from
Right.
people in terms of that?
Oh my gosh. I've walked Waverly Acres where they're putting that monster that huge dirt
Ski
pile is
slope.
on
It's a ski
104th and
slope.
Sheridan.
That's Mount Westminster. We're going to get a
Oh,
tow
is
line up there, and
that
we'll all be
what
able to ski in the winter.
we're calling it? That's a good point.
Yeah.
We're going to compete with Nederland. It's going to be a ski resort. You can ski down to your house.
We could put a little rope lift on there,
Yeah,
get the skill
exactly.
going.
Yeah.
But
I did see it all snowed over, this last winter. But I've talked to the residents there, and they are not happy, especially now that that Erickson project was approved in their backyard. So they got this thing going, the big dirt hill in their front yard. They got the Erickson project and the water plant in their backyard, and they're feeling a little hemmed in. I've also just yesterday I was down at the Uplands. Actually, the last 2 days I was walking the neighborhood there near where the old Pillar of Fireland was, where they had that wonderful winter wheat that grew all, and the biggest farm I think that was left in Westminster, gone.
It's all
And
gone.
yeah, I remember when they first proposed that they were going to have housing, but they're also going to have a little bit of retail in there. Now the residents are telling me they get almost every other week a new design. So somebody told me 2,400 homes are going in there, multifamily patio homes in that little area. I mean, I know it's 220 acres, but I think it's going to change the whole dynamic of that neighborhood. And I remember watching a candidate forum from 2 years ago, and they were bemoaning the fact that South Westminster, my gosh, it's been neglected. We don't have parks. We don't have this. Well, Westminster used to put money into open space and parks, and they just blew a wonderful opportunity at that location to do have a great, nice park there for the residents in that area.
Well,
But
and one of
nobody
the,
likes it.
and I think one of the things too, so city council members like you would fight. I believe we're seeing sort of encroaching overreach on the part of the state legislature to tell cities what they have to do. And we need, like, the city of Glendale, for instance, is suing the state over the ADU thing. Talk a little bit about that, because I was under you were I heard you had a really good conversation with the resident. So the legislature passed something that it's allowing people to have, essentially, you can, well, the theory is it could be like a mother-in-law apartment or something like that. But the reality is, and
Is
correct me if
more
I'm wrong.
sinister. I'll have to say this, that Democrats are brilliant at framing issues. So if they want to crowd everybody in, they say affordability and everything else. I don't think they thought that one out. The idea of having a mother-in-law one on your, I mean, every man in the world is going, what?
Maybe they should call it the Swedish nanny
Yeah,
apartment.
Swedish
Oh, there
nanny.
you go. Yeah.
But talk about
Well,
that. I mean, this it's the reality of that law, and something that Westminster needs to fight against is, like you said, sinister. Go ahead and explain that.
it is kind of sinister, but first I want to say these affordable housing things that they're putting in, when I learned from the Uplands, they're going to start at $550,000. I don't know that that's affordable,
That's
but
affordable. That's
so
yeah. Well,
everything.
if you're
It's
one of
like
the
those
few.
little chicken coops. Well, the chicken coops that someone aptly named on 92nd, the dog houses, whatever you want to call them. There was a sign out there a couple of weeks back that they said those started at 500. I don't know who wants to pay 500 to have their living room on 92nd, but
No one?
more power to
Well,
you. Yeah,
sure you do.
seriously.
Rev said right next to bowling alley. You go, yeah,
Well,
let's
yeah, I
do it
guess
in
if you just
there.
like to bowl and you're a professional bowler, you're aces.
You can walk to work.
So the Westminster is a home rule city, and I believe Westminster has joined Glendale
I
in that
think so
lawsuit.
too. I
Yeah,
think they
that was
are.
the one thing that Nancy
McNally.
McNally
McNally.
did that was good. The only thing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I mean, we should be a home rule city, and just because someone in the state house decides this, that, and the other, we are a city. We decide our own zoning laws. And the sinister part about this ADU, okay, yeah, you want to call her my mother-in-law suite, whatever. But I know that I've heard anyway in there that you could grab one of those big homes that's in a single family. Let's say you're in your neighborhood, for instance. You could buy one of those. You don't have to follow zoning laws. You could gut the whole interior. In fact, you could probably knock it down and build a big 6-unit apartment place in an established single family neighborhood, and no one could say anything. Your HOA can't say anything if you have one. And you can go right up to the lines, the property lines. I mean, really close.
Sure, it'd be
So
great.
that's
Yes.
the sister thing. I
Well,
mean, it's.
the thing about progressives, the key, one of their keys is to make sure you can't escape them. So, like, okay, they had East Germany, right? And they had East Germany and Berlin. And then they said, oh, shit, but people get to go to the other side. We can't have that. They can't go to the other side because what we do sucks. Same with North Korea. So Denver's already adopting ADUs, already adopting all
Right.
these no parking requirements, all the shitty things that'll make our lives miserable. But they're
Right.
afraid that the citizens will escape East Berlin and be able to move into West Berlin. And so what they're doing is they're going to make the whole state East Berlin. So you're not going
Right.
to be able to get away. Say, okay, I'm not putting up with this bullshit. I'm moving out of Denver. They're going to go, you're not going anywhere, anything different.
Right, exactly. It's kind of crazy, but you think you're safe in a neighborhood, right? You're not safe. You're not safe anywhere because it can go next door. And then all of a sudden your nice quiet neighborhood is transformed into you have some behemoth next door that has six different families there, no parking, so they're parking up and down the street, so your guests can't come over and park. It's you can't escape it. You
Well,
really
and that's
can't.
it. But we need like city council members, like you, who will fight back and stand up. Let me, because we've only got about 5 more minutes, and I don't want to. I want to. This is because we support you and we love you. I mean, and I want to just give you a chance to sort of anything you just open-ended question. Anything you want to talk about or you want people to know.
Well, I've never thought, I know everyone probably says that I never thought I'd actually run for office. I didn't want to be a public figure. But we get to the point where everyone always says, why aren't there any good candidates ever? Well, it's because smart people don't want to do it. And I'm like, okay, am I now, what did I do to myself? But people that I know have been telling me, oh my God, you'd be perfect. Because I have been the Girl Scout leader, the Boy Scout treasurer. I was a Jefferson County substitute teacher. I was a corporate trainer, and I focused on personal finance and having people achieve their goals. I'm a small business owner. So I've done a lot of things where, and typically every group I've ever joined, everyone takes a step back from the leadership role, and I'm kind of like, when I see things falling apart, I'm like, okay, let's just get on task and do this, that, and the other, and it turns out well. Like the House District Chair thing, I didn't want to do that,
No.
but everyone, basically said, please, you run a great meeting, and I'm like, oh, well, I think everyone can do that. But apparently, it's a
No.
skill
Apparently not.
that.
No. Just ask Britta Horn, but we won't go there. We won't go
Yeah,
there.
oh, we won't go there. I was not at that meeting. I had a funeral to attend in another state, so I kind of missed out on all the fun. So, but anyway,
But you
it's just
gave
that
your proxy to an untrustworthy person that voted the wrong way.
Well, she was confused. I am not going to throw her
Yeah,
under the
she's
bus.
confused.
It,
Sure,
the
she's
the
confused.
um the vote for that was moved to the end of the meeting, and so she just didn't know that what they were
So they
talking
announced,
about
okay,
was that vote.
they
Chuck,
announced
Chuck, Chuck.
Kathy Stroud
No. Well,
and
let her go ahead because
the mayor. I was not there.
I
I want to give her an
was res
opportunity. Yeah, well, I was responsible enough to give my proxy to someone at least. I didn't just cut
Yeah.
out of town.
But they voted the wrong way.
Well, I will say this for you, Kathy, too. And one of the things that I really, you are the kind of person,
That should be
when you go to being the
listening.
HD, the chair, who you are just. You were fair. I mean, when because I didn't really know you very well
Right.
initially, right? And people who listen to our show know there's a division in the Republican Party, right? And people are pretty clear
Right.
where Chuck and I are. And I said, I have no idea where Kathy is. I said,
Yeah.
all I know is she treats everybody equally fairly. She runs a meeting and says, we're not going to get into that because that's not the part, that's not what we're here to do. We're here to do this. We're here to get our candidates elected. I mean, and that's where I really and truly, I've said, I have no idea. And that's a perfect thing because for what Kathy's supposed to be doing, I shouldn't have any idea, right? And you were just fair.
Yeah.
And like you said, you'd think anybody could run a meeting, but that's not true. And it sounds like you're the kind of person who just gets stuff done
Yeah.
rather than
It
writing
has,
paper.
yeah. It has been that way. And like I said, anything I've ever joined from even the schools on up when my kids were in school, it always kind of, it was deferred to me to run something. It was like, oh. And you want that done? And everyone else would scratch their head, and I'd go, okay, well, let's figure out what we need to do to get it done. And I do cut through the crap and the BS. I don't want to be sidetracked. I mean, it's so easy to get off target, and then you end up with a meeting that went nowhere, and you have to postpone it. And I don't like to do that. If you're going to do something, go do it and do it
Right.
right the first time. I have a saying on my, okay, I was going to say,
Everybody
I
in
have a saying on my
Westminster.
refrigerator. I've got three children. And I've always taught them, if you don't have the time to do it right the first time, when are you going to have time to do it again? So that is kind of the motto we live by. I have three successful young adult children, and they don't live at home. Two of them own homes, one in Westminster, one in Thornton, and one lives in New Zealand. So they're on their life path. They're doing their own thing. They've never come and asked us for money. We've taught them well.
What's wrong with them? What, they didn't come ask you
Yeah,
for
they don't have
money.
no. Hey, and here, I
They
don't
do
know. Have
not
you?
come with their hand out. I mean, they've got their thing going.
Well, you're running with what other people for city council? Because the ballots have arrived, haven't they, Julie? Didn't our
Yes.
ballot arrive?
Yes.
Who else
So,
are you running with?
well, of course, Bruce Baker for mayor. That goes without saying. And if people don't like the direction the city's going, you don't want to vote the same stuff in, and that would be the other two candidates for mayor. Same with the people who are on the ballot on the city council part. I'm running with Jeremy Nuanes, and Philip Romero was on our, well, not, I wouldn't say a ticket, but I'm looking at all the other candidates, and I'm thinking he's probably the best third choice, I must say.
But
Because the other ones.
you raise a good point, though. And it's important that if people in Westminster, are voting, that they vote for like you, Bruce
Bruce
Baker,
Baker,
Jeremy, because
Jeremy
if they don't
Nuanes,
get you,
and then
we need
somebody
you
else.
guys to present like a united front to keep, like you said,
Right.
I think
Right.
he's
And we have Christine Ireland, who's
right.
on council
Yes,
still.
she's great.
And
She's
so
great.
if all three of us get in, that'll be a block. We'll have four
Yes.
votes, and that's all you need to pass or stop something from going on. So if you don't like the direction the city's going, we need to have a majority to be
All
able
right,
to
Jerry
say
Nuanes, Bruce
no.
Baker for mayor, Kathy Stroud, and our city is saved, at
So
least for a
yeah, really, at least, Kathy, where can
day.
people find out more about you if they want to help, et cetera, et cetera? You got a
Well,
website?
you could go. They could go, to my website. It's Kathy Stroud for, it's FOR, not the number. So Kathy Stroud for Westminster.com.
Okay, doc.
And my
All right.
website's there. There's a little contact form if you want a yard sign. I've got some left, about 20 of them. You can find out more about me, where I went to school, UCLA. I'm a Bruin. So you
Hold
can
that
find
against
out,
you.
a little bit more about me and my positions and that kind of thing.
All right, Kathy, thank you. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you taking the time out to come on
Yeah,
the show. We
Kathy,
appreciate it.
great to have you on.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks, guys. I'll see you
All right, thank
Okay,
you. We'll see you
take care.
later.
Bye-bye. Bye. Kathy Stroud there for Westminster. And she says, and it's happening. They're trying like you said, Chuck, the Democrats, they destroyed Denver, but they want to keep people, from leaving Denver. So now they want to turn Thornton, Arvada, Westminster, into
Everything
little Denvers.
into some
So.
shithole Denver thing. I mean, just turn the whole state into, well, any group that can destroy an incredibly beautiful and huge state like California can destroy just about
Yes.
anything. So
Yes. And we have to get Ted back on and say, thank you, Ted Trimpa, because he
they
said maybe we were too successful in getting too many
were
Democrats.
too successful. They killed, you gotta have at least pretend you have an opponent.
Can I just say something really quick?
Sure. Go on.
There's
Jump on,
a
Jacob.
something going around that, I mean, Trump alluded to it a while back, that the standard deduction or people under $200,000 are not going to have to pay taxes next year because of the tariffs. I'm just afraid that if that happens, I think Colorado's going to have another special session
Oh,
to
yeah.
redo the taxes again.
They already have. That's what LL and MM are, right? They want to not give people who make over $300,000 the refund, and they want to increase some kind of taxes on them to give more free lunch programs to kids. And if I think, when I ask my son, I'm like, does anyone in your school even eat the free lunch? He's like, no. So, no, you're right. That's a good point, Jacob. And you do a great job of keeping your eye on that kind of stuff.
No, and no, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
No,
There you go.
no.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Jacob. Hey, that will wrap it up for us today. On Wednesday, we've got as Chuck mentioned before, Scott Bottoms, Republican candidate for governor, coming on the show, and then Ash Epp. She's been keeping track, and I think the I don't know that we know yet what the sale of the Dominion voting system to that Republican guy. I've been reading all kinds of mixed things about what that means or might mean. And Ash has been doing a lot of sort of deep diving into that. So we're going to have her
Well, you
on.
kind of go, could we rig it for us here in
Yeah,
Colorado?
that would be, that's true. Let's leave
Can
it
we
that
change
way.
all the votes to
To
Scott Bottoms
Republican. That
from
would be, yeah, keep the same systems in place. Oh, they just switch it to Republican. That's not a bad idea. Anyway, but Scott Bottoms and Ash Epp will be on the show. Thank you to Kathy. Thank you to Ted. Thank you to everybody on Zoom. And we will see everybody on what is now Party Wednesday.
Party Wednesday, and Julie will have a special for you. She's
That's right.
promised for the
I'll get a
last two
Party
or three
Wednesday
Wednesdays,
soundbite.
but she's going to do it this time.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye bye. Take care.